But then the alarm went off and Twilight was caught red-hooved. "This is why we don't bring strangers to our home," hissed Queen Novo to her daughter, and then, facing the pony, she added, "You don't deserve to be one of us." The pearl lit up with blinding light, and the ponies were pushed back to the water surface, regaining their usual form on the way up. Having been banished from the underwater kingdom, the friends reached the ocean surface and climbed onto the shore. Every pony was shocked with Twilight's behaviour. What was she even thinking, trying to steal the pearl like that? "I never would have done it, but this isn't Equestria. We can't just dance around with con artists, make rain booms in the sky, and expect everything to work out," said Twilight, trying to explain herself. "I'm doing the best I can. It's all on me. I'm the one Tempest wants. I'm the last princess."
"You're also the only one who doesn't trust her friends," yelled Pinkie Pie, finally losing her temper.
"Well, maybe I would have been better off without friends like you," replied Twilight, her horn crackling in anger. The other ponies gasped in utmost terror and stormed off, leaving Twilight and Spike all alone. As Twilight burst into tears, no longer able to withstand all that pressure, a cage dropped around her. Before the little dragon had the chance to react, the cage lifted Twilight up straight into Tempest's airship.